The summit has gone very well, and we have come up with some very good results. Some of the important results include the following. First of all, we have got three countries that have agreed to join the free trade area, the COMESA free trade area, by December this year, by December 2014. And these are Uganda, Ethiopia, and Congo DR, the host country. Now, Congo DR and Ethiopia, as you know, are large economies, so this is really good news for us. Then the second thing is that peace and security in the region, the situation has improved, so we are very happy about that. Conflicts in Congo are almost resolved. The M23 has been defeated. So I think the security situation is very good, and this is important for investment. And we have adopted the policies on the medium-end to small-scale enterprises. As you know, this constitutes the bulk of our private sector. We have agreed on policies on the social charter, and we have agreed on policies on infrastructure and how to add value to our natural resources, especially minerals. You may know that Congo DR, for instance, has minerals potentially estimated at $23 trillion. So that's quite value for the minerals of Congo. So overall, I think we have got some really good outcomes, and we need to implement now these decisions over this year, so that by the time of the next summit, which will take place next year, 2015, in Ethiopia, we will have something to report back to the heads of state and government.
Dr. Mengeni, you know as well as I do that when such summits are held, lofty statements or pronouncements are made. Implementation becomes quite challenging. What is going to be different from COMESA's implementation this time around?
Right. So we think it's going to be different this time around because for the first time in the history of COMESA, we have got a program on what we call domestication. This basically is implementation of the obligations and of the decisions of the ministers and of the heads of state at the national level. We have got clear pronouncement now from the heads of state and government that this is a number one priority. And they have undertaken themselves that they will make sure they do everything possible at the national level in terms of enacting national laws, putting in place the required institutions, putting in place the required policies to ensure that what they have adopted at the regional level, at the COMESA level, is translated into national laws, national policies, and their national institutions to implement them at the national level. So we believe that it's going to be different this time around. And of course, on our part as Secretariat, we've been preparing for this. So we believe that we have got our act together in terms of mobilizing the required capacity to support the member states in undertaking the implementation. We are quite optimistic that there will be a difference this time around. But you are perfectly correct that something that Africa needs to look carefully at is the fact that we've got lots and lots and lots of very good decisions, good programs, good treaties, but they are never implemented, with the result that what we aspire to do eventually is not done at all, and we make no improvement on the challenges that confront us.
Dr. Mengeni, you talk a little bit about peace and security. Although the DRC appeared to be relatively peaceful, there are still some skirmishes in parts of the country where you have various armed groups. Some people said that act as an inhibitor to foreign investors who would think that the region might not necessarily be stable enough to invest their hard-earned capital that could be stuck due to some of these conflicts. How will these countries come together to resolve this challenge or perception of instability in the region, in spite of the progress?
Yes, you are right in saying that there are pockets of instability in parts of Congo. I would say perhaps in the parts of the commercial region. For instance, in Sudan, we still have some instability there, some conflict between the government and the opposition. In Somalia, of course, we still have some instability there. So you are right. We have some pockets of instability. But I think the message that needs to be heard loud and clear is that we have in place mechanisms for dealing with this conflict. And these mechanisms are bearing fruit. As you're saying, we have made progress, for instance, on dealing with the M23 and things like that. So that's the point, that we have mechanisms for dealing with this. And also, if you compare the situation now and say a few years ago, even 5 years ago or 10 years ago, it's far much better. So I think the message that to investors would be that things are improving. And in fact, perhaps you also need to know that if you are here in Africa and you took a flight, for instance, from Nairobi to Kinshasa, you will see it's full of people doing business. Actually, it's business is booming in commerce. The statistic we like to cite is that, for instance, trade in goods, not in services or other things, but trade in goods has risen from $3.1 billion in the year 2000 to $19.3 billion at the moment. Now, this is little money if you compare that to perhaps what some of the big companies have or earn a year. But if you look at the trajectory, the rate of growth, I think the potential is really good for investors that come to Africa. Of course, as you know, I think the statistic has been out for quite some time, that Africa has got the highest returns on investment. So we believe that investors can be confident in coming to Africa and to the commercial region in particular, because every effort is being done to deal with the conflict. As a matter of fact, if you don't mind, I can tell you that we even have commercial institutions that deal specifically with non-commercial risks, and this includes the African Trade Insurance Agency, which you may know about, which is an insurance company, actually, based in Nairobi, which deals with non-commercial risks, including conflicts or governmental action, which investors might be worried about. So we would continue to emphasize that actually Africa is an investment destination that investors all over the world should be interested in.